Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down. It's the Wicked Wednesday. A lot of stuff to get to here this evening. And one of our radio affiliates, of course, is the Mightier 1090 in San Diego. Let's start off with Fernando Tatis. Holy crap. We didn't see this one coming. As Fernando Tatis gets $340 million from San Diego. San Diego's not playing around, man. Like, you know, like, what kind of world are we living in here? This pandemic has turned everything upside down, man. Boston Celtics suck, all right? Now, let me just get that out of the way. Thanks for nothing, boss. At least the game went over the number, though. We get the split there. But, yeah, seriously, this world's gone to hell in a handbasket. So the Boston Red Sox, you know, they don't want to spend money. Chicago Cubs, no, they don't want to spend money. Hell, the Yankees really aren't even spending all that money. San Diego, $340 million. And this sounds crazy to say this, that somebody that just got $340, like a 22-year-old kid, just got $340 million. So I think this is the first time in the history of mankind that this sentence will be uttered. But you got ripped off, kid. Like, you got ripped off. And you know, Trevor Bauer got $102 million for 3 years, and he's above average. You are a super-duper, uber-mega superstar. And you just accepted $24 million a year for 14 years. For 14 years. Like, as I stated, it's hard to sit here and say that a 22-year-old, like that anybody, I don't care how old you are, somebody offers you $340 million, you'll probably do a lot of things you're not proud of to get that money, all right? $340 million is a lot of money. But you're 22 years old, and you're one of the best young players in the game. You could have told them, no, I'm not signing a 14-year deal. How about this? Give me $30 million a year, $150 million for 5 years, and even that's being nice. And then we'll talk again in 5 years. And then you're already rich, like $150, $200 million, you're set for life anyways. He sold himself short. I'm not impressed with the deal at all. I think the deal sucks. But I'd be glad to get that $17 million commission. Bring it.
What is the winning edge? It's sports news you can use.
And you can only get it
right here. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, Mo, want to come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't count out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel. The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, and his weirdness will join us a little bit later on. We've got the raging redhead Cam Stewart ready to step up and in and throw it down. As we told you off the top of the program, Naomi Osaka victorious tonight. What was the exact score? So was it 6-4, 6-4? What were the exact? So it was two sets, right? What was the final? 6-3, 6-4. 6-3, 6-4. 6-3, 6-4. So 19 for you over-under players. 19. So it's nice to be on the right side of this tonight. And the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart brought this up on Game Time Decisions. Serena Williams, one of the all-time greats. And in fact, she's the greatest women's tennis player of all time. With all due respect to Margaret Court. Serena would kick the crap out of Margaret Court. But you know what? She's a mother now. She's not young. And tennis is a young man and a young woman's sport. And it goes to show. Think about how good Osaka is and how young she is. And she's already won three. She's going to win four. She's going to win this weekend. So she had four. Serena's won 23 times. Think about that, guys. People don't realize like the greatness of just like how damn good. Like, Serena, like, is up there. Like, we talk about Brady and all these people. Serena, man, she's a tennis queen. Let's bring in, just looking for a good segue. I was going to say, from the tennis queen to, I don't know. Cam's not a queen. So, let's go to...
the chicken king. Wing king?
The chicken wing king? What's up, Cam?
Yeah, what's happening, Marenzi?
I'm like Frank Costanza. I'm choking.
Yeah.
You couldn't have a silk sheet on a hot date if you...
Cougar, you... That's the best. Okay, Cougar, my sense of your company stinks. Yeah, no, it's been a good end to the night, at least so far, Marenzi. We middled that hockey game with the Leafs. We tell people, if you're getting Ottawa plus 2.5, like... I've never seen books like soft on stuff, but man, you can get some real nice numbers there. Yeah, we had a piece of Osaka. That's nice. The Utah Jazz are the gift that just keeps on giving. I really need the Oilers here, Marenzi. It's going to be a tight one, but the Vancouver Canucks, not a popular play tonight, but this guy had faith. They got a 4-goal lead right now, Marenzi. So you know what? It's not how we start. It's how we finish, buddy.
Hey, you know, the Utah Jazz. Jazz music getting it done. Utah Jazz are better than the Blues. I'd rather listen, like we listen to the St. Louis Blues. You listen to the Blues. Jazz is more up-tempo. But I saw Miles Davis at the Hollywood Bowl. It's pretty cool. And so Miles Davis, like the greatest jazz musician ever, at least one of them, greatest, whatever, subjective. But the Hollywood Bowl, it's like the Flintstones camp. It's like literally like it's like carved into a rock. It's like they patterned out of the Flintstones. But I did not know this. I was talking about it. I brought it up like last year, 6 months ago. I was like, yeah, I was at the Hollywood Bowl and I saw Miles Davis. And because I was talking about, that's it, because I saw Stanley Jordan, who's a guitarist, Stanley Jordan, blues and jazz guitarist. The guy's amazing. And you know what's crazy? Chick Corea played. He just died. It's like, that's everything's come full circle. I didn't know it was Miles Davis's last show. So I was at like one of the major piece of history. I didn't even know. I had no idea at the time. I was just a dumb metalhead living in Hollywood that wanted to see Miles Davis. I didn't know it was his last show in hindsight looking back. So it was a piece of history. So, the Utah Jazz, love it. I think I'm going to listen to Miles Davis after. These guys can't. It's now 19-1-1 against the spread, bro.
Yeah, don't you know what it is, Morency? It's those things like you can't get off it. It's just, you know, it doesn't matter. They cover the number. They beat you down. You talk about the Clippers, and we talked about this on the show. Like the Clippers, I don't care who's missing. It's just the team with Kawhi and Paul George, and, you know, they got a lot of cocky guys on that team. You don't think Utah, the way they're playing right now, wants to beat down, like, everybody? That's the thing.
Clippers.
Yeah, I'm not a big...
I hate the Clippers.
I hate them, too. I hate them, too. I got to be honest with you. I always had a soft spot in my heart for the Jazz and never had a problem with them back in the Karl Malone-Stockton days. It used to piss me off when they get there and lose because I kind of like cheering for underdogs. That's what I do. But, no, this team looks really, exactly. really good right now. They're deep, and they're scary, and they're taking... They're beating everybody, Morency. I would not get in front of this freight train right now. We can't.
See, you know, Cam, you and I are the same. You see, when I lived in Los Angeles... I was a Clipper guy. I used to go to Clipper games. Why? Because they were nobodies. They got 3,000 people a game. When I was in New York, I was a net guy. When did I abandon the Nets? Soon as they started getting flashy and bringing the stars in, I was like, I'm out. I'm like, yep. Now I'm going back to MSG with the Knicks, where they're working class. I'm not dealing with you prima donnas, right? So yeah, it's always about the underdog. So let me ask you. So I should have said, actually, from the tennis queen to the trivia king. That's where I screwed up. See, it's been you know, I'm a little slow on this. So, Mr. Trivia King, Cam's unbelievable with this stuff. So let me ask you, Cam. Serena Williams has fallen short tonight.
Yeah.
In her quest. How many has she won, and what's the record? What was she trying to get to? How many majors has she won, and how many has Margaret Court won?
Wow, that's tough. What's Serena got? 24. Margaret Court, probably around 27.
Very good. Very close. Serena, 23. Margaret Court, 24.
Wow. And did you? So, yeah, it's crazy, Gabe. You hear on the show today, too, for all you guys listening, Nadal lost in the fifth set. When he leads after two, Gabe, his record is 223 wins and two losses.
Yeah, I saw.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. I saw that Osaka said after, she's like a gambler or something, this chick can. You know, I don't know if you saw her interview. She said after, she goes, I normally eat Japanese food before the day of every match or the night before every match. She goes, last night I ate Greek food. She goes, then I saw that Buddy beat Nadal. She goes, I knew it was a good sign. So she goes, I'm going to eat Greek food from now on, like moving forward. So it's the Greek guy won. But I see this. So how many has Tiger won? Tiger and Jack. It's very reminiscent here of which people just sort of assumed all the time that oh, yeah, Tiger's going to get there. Right? Tiger will pass Jack. He will not pass Jack. He's not going to get there.
No. What's
and
Tiger
now
got?
You have Serena, dude.
Yeah,
she was here in 2017, Ken. Like, she was convinced. Everyone was convinced. She's hit the wall, and I'll ask you. You bet on a lot of tennis. I'll tell you now, I don't think she's winning another major, bro.
I agree.
I think she's hit the wall.
I agree 100%. I think it's the same thing we talked about with Tiger, and then he caught lightning in a bottle at the Masters. But it's one of those things, man. Serena's got a kid. You talked about it. She talked about her, you know, wanting to be a mother. She also experiences crazy migraines. It's harder. It's harder and harder. You know, it's a young man's game. And yeah, it's young woman's game and getting up and doing all that stuff in the preparation. I think every time, Gabe.
She's 39.
Yeah, exactly. She'll get to like the quarters.
She's like 37 or something. She's 39.
Exactly. And let's call it out for what it is. Like, she carries a big frame. Like, she's a strong, strong woman. She's not one of these racks like Elise Bertens or one of these chicks who's like, you know, 100 pounds, 120 pounds soaking
Monica
wet. She's a big woman. Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you when I went to watch this. I watched, actually, when I went live, the Monica Seles comeback tour after she got knifed or whatever by that guy who threatened to kill her. Like, they had a tournament in Toronto, and I went to it. And it was, what was the other? Gabriella Sabatini one of the first models of tennis. It was her, like, swan song, too, when Seles played her. It was actually pretty cool watching women's tennis up close. I love tennis. It's one of those sports, Gabe, like, to bet on. We don't do it as much, but when you're at the event, we've talked about this, it's one of the best events live. When you're down there and you actually see it with a low angle, it rocks.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. So you realize just how damn good they really are, too. It's crazy. All right, I watched Tiger Woods. Off the top of my head, how many majors is Tiger Woods? I haven't looked it up. I'm saying 15. How many, Cam? Is it 14?
I think he's got 16. I think he's got 16 after that last one.
And Jack's got, what, 17, right?
He's got 18, I think.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coming at you all day.
Every day.
With more attitude than other lesser networks would deem appropriate. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Look, we're not saying all the other sports talk networks are backwards, but we're pretty sure they all have a favorite Yeehaw episode.
Get on the grid.
Yeehaw. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Maybe I'll go down to the track, put it all on a horse.
Why don't you put it in the bank?
The bank? This is found money. I want to parlay it. I want to make a big score.
Oh, you mean you want to lose it?
You say shut up, Jerry?
Yeah, honestly, I would not. If I ever met Seinfeld, I'd punch him in the face. I'm so sick of that guy. Like, hey, he's always bringing everybody down. Like, you know what I mean? It's like every time those guys are happy, it's like, oh, okay, Jerry, yeah, keeping it in the bank, that's a good idea. What? At the interest rate that they give you? Oh, yeah. Have you heard of fees before, Jerry? Betting it's the best thing you could do with the money. Don't put it in the bank. It's bad advice.
The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, with us. Cam, before we bring Babano in, I know you're a fan of Domino's. I ordered Domino's tonight, Cam.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. Domino's in my neighborhood, bro, they got here in 19 minutes.
It's unreal.
It blew me away. Mm-hmm. I was like, I just called you. I was like,
no, they're
me.
Speed.
I was like, what? I got the phone call. We're in your lobby. I'm like, dear God, you really did beat 20 minutes. Not even supposed to be 20 minutes. Damn fast. So tonight I was like, oh, I don't even want to think. Just, you know, I'm like you at this point. I'm numb, Cam. I was like, I don't care. Just order the damn whatever. Order something quick. It'll get here fast. But I asked you, I was going to ask you, I got the marble cookies.
Oh. You
ever gotten these things before?
I got to be honest with you, Morency.
Marble cookie.
I love your game because you always get the desserts, and that's one thing I never do. I never get the desserts. I always go for extra toppings or an extra pie.
I always waste them, Ken. I eat like one or two of them. This is sweet.
Even when you stayed here, you're eating your chocolate cookie and your chocolate milk and stuff. You're right. Usually then you get busy with an interview. You leave a big chunk of cookie that I'm just burning a hole through. But I will say this about Domino's, too. Their speed is impeccable. And another thing is, I've ordered a pan pizza on that 50% off Monday. The thing weighed about 10 pounds. Like, when I asked for double cheese and double this, like, they loaded it on. And they got good deals. I can't say anything bad about that company right now. The one in my neighborhood is fantastic.
All right. Do we have Babano? Is Babano ready to go? Are you with us, Babano?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. Good to be with you. We got the Genesis Invitational this weekend. I'm looking forward to that. You know what? Has it been a land of confusion for you, Cam, handicapping this thing? If you're giving out your picks, is there going to be some kind of misunderstanding with people?
Wow. That's strong, Babano. Actually, I like, no, Gabe, I'll give him an A on that report card. That was the land of confusion. Babano came in hot today, real hot.
I prefer blood on the rooftop.
I'm a big Phil Collins guy. I'll be honest. I like Phil Collins. I like Sledgehammer, Peter Gabriel, that song. I like that group.
Different groups. Yeah, different. I hear what you're saying. Sledgehammer's Peter Gabriel. It does get all convoluted, but so Babano, you asked for it then, since you're such a big fan. Why don't you sing for us? It's Babano Wednesday Night Karaoke. What do you got for us? What do you sing?
Uh-oh.
I did Turn It On.
We'll do Misunderstanding. There must be some misunderstanding. There must be some kind of mistake. Raining in the rain for hours. You were late. There we go.
The picks were there. Nice, Babano. Wow.
I
got to hand it to this guy. Woo. I like how he had the woo. Must be some. Ooh.
Wow. All right. So here,
I can't catch my breath now after that.
Good job, man.
Yeah.
They tried doing a metal show for an hour like that constantly.
Yeah. That's so, tough.
Yeah, I know. 20-second karaoke, I'm burnt out. Yeah.
Fernando Tatis Jr., he cashes in large. So just to put it in perspective right now. All right, in the ballpark, so he makes about $600,000 a week. So it's about $600,000 a week, but he makes about $60,000 an hour.
Yeah.
So basically,
nice to be Fernando Tatis today.
The average American median is
$40,000. Wow.
All right, so basically, he makes more in 1 hour. So it's broken down into baseball time. So basically, him standing, just imagine, guys, you're watching a game. Game starts at 7:05. Then you check in at 8:05. This is Manny Machado, and they basically have basically the same deal. Manny Machado makes $62,000 an hour, Cam. Not bad, huh? Standing there out there in the field at 62K.
Unbelievable.
It's a lot of parlays.
I can't.
Guys?
I was just going to say
this. The dollar amount, Cam, is not even what shocks me with him. It's the term. 14 years. Like what if there's some kind of major injury or something at some point?
That's the thing, right? Like you're looking at the San Diego. They're both gambling. They basically sat down at the table. They're gambling. San Diego's gambling that they get an absolute steal from this guy and he stays healthy and he's above average. And he's gambling that there might be strife with baseball. Who knows if he's going to be at that peak? But you know what I'm saying? At 14 years, it's guaranteed money, Morency. It's stupid, right? I'm just shocked he didn't do a 6-year deal and then try to, sell himself again and get even more money. But he obviously thinks something's happening. 14 years is nuts.
I worked it out. It's only $24 million a year.
It's a good value play then. Yeah.
It's a good value play for San Diego.
Correct.
Right? It's a good value play for San Diego. The 14-year deal, it's insane to say that somebody that took $340 million could have gotten more. But I worked it out, and I think he should have gotten $560 million. Like, I think, we were off. Like, my numbers and their numbers would have been off. Like, if I was the team. Like, if they really were serious about 14 years, I said, all right, whoa, 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 okay. But we're not doing 14 years at $24 million each. Come on. Trevor Bauer's making $40 million this year. But he is a kid. There's no guarantee, Cam, right, that he turns, you know what I mean? There's no guarantees. Like, I get it. It's $340 million. I don't like the deal. Like I said, if you got $30 million a year, if it would have been, a little bit more, $560 million, you know what I mean? I'm dead serious. But San Diego wouldn't have that, right? And another thing is, too, guys, San Diego didn't have to do this. It wasn't like he's under contract. Like, they didn't have to do this. They could have waited it out. This was definitely we want you to be on this team for life. And who the hell, like we said, somebody offers us $340 million, we'll do a hell of a lot more and just play baseball for you.
I agree. I'll be anything. I'll do whatever you need.
Whatever you need, huh? Can't be careful. You're going to end up on Dateline.
Yeah, that's a good Cam's point, actually. That's, yeah. You say the guy, hey, Gabe, the best was, like, who are we telling when you Cam's got a guy with a gun to his head? Who's believing it again?
I forget. Walsh.
Walsh is like, really? No, I don't have a guy in my house with a gun to my head, but thank you.
I said to him, I said, hey, Walsh, it's crazy. I said, all week Cam had this guy in his house, hanging out his house, man, with a gun. And, like, Cam was held hostage. And Walsh is like, oh, what? That's all, what? That's terrible. What's what? I was like, nah, man. Like, nah, someone was...
It's like the other guy when we deal with Parker from LTN Babano. So one day I was telling him a story about this guy who got like rocked in the Super Bowl. He's probably at the bottom of a lake. He's like, Cam's a murderer? I go, no, I didn't say I killed that. Like, these guy, I'm like, no, I didn't kill anybody, buddy. Like, hey, Marenzi, we work with some real interesting dudes.
It's like Odessa said, though. Like, let's just ask Joey. Joey knows. Last guy that messed with Cam is in the bottom of a river right now.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's a good point, Gabe.
Where's my money?
Exactly.
Where's my money? All right, let's get into, says Babano. I'm glad that you came prepared. And how about this? The Golden State Warriors. Oh, Nelly. Oh,
Nelly, what a comeback.
Oh, Nelly. NBA is crazy, crazy league. But Genesis, I like it, Babano. I said it earlier, too. Genesis are one of these bands, aren't they, guys, that they have so many hits, it's hard to, like, think of one. Like, when you're, oh, Genesis song. And then you
good
hear
call.
And then you're like, oh, man, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, that one, of course. It's not bad. I like
you know,
like
what? It's funny, guys. One of the songs that Genesis had, one of their big hits, and it seems like I'm doing this on a nightly basis with these games I bet and I shouldn't have, Throwing It All Away. Yeah, my money. On some of these games.
Babano.
No. You came out hot, Babano. That was, you went back to the same material one too many times. That wasn't as good as mine the other day. Digging a Hole, Big Sugar.
Oh, yeah, Digging a Hole. Yeah. That's a good tune. I saw those guys in concert.
I'm digging a hole.
Good Canadian group.
That Rastafarian guy in that band's great, man. That guy's really cool. That Gordy Johnson guy, Gabe, remember back then? He was the first musician. He got, like, golfers. He got, like, the Henrik Stenson Hugo Boss contract. He was, like, a male model, that guy. Gordy Johnson. Unbelievable.
I like the song Digging a Hole. I said it after I started off the night 0-4.
Yeah, exactly.
Digging a Hole. All right, so let's get into the Genesis. Here, we got a break coming up, so on the other side, we really will jump in. So I'll set the odds right now for everybody, and we'll get Cam's, what's in Cam's bag on the other side. But Dustin Johnson's back, DJ, plus 550 favorite, no value there. John Rahm, 11-1. JT, 13-1, as in Justin Thomas. Rory McIlroy, 13-1.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
One. Patrick Cantlay, 15-1. Xander Schauffele, 15-1. DeChambeau, 18-1. Kepka, 24. Finau, 28. Stack Field in Los Angeles. The late night anger management class continues to bring in.
You can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, or the internet.
Technology grand.
Keep it here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as just sports talk. Think of us as a full immersion crash course in sports news
you can use.
You listen,
you learn.
Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, listen, I need some cash.
What for?
I just need it, that's all.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. You're gambling again, aren't you? Oh, you weak, weak man. What?
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Bresci. We're throwing it down. All right, let's get into it. We could talk about Genesis and Peter Gabriel all night, but I'll maintain that Peter Gabriel is a superior musician.
I agree.
Everyone was throwing around Phil Collins today. Phil Collins. Yeah. Peter Gabriel's the man, all right? And put it this way. What do you want? What's a cooler song?
Oh, Think Twice. Just Another Day for You and Me in Paradise. Or... Don't you know you're going to shock the monkey?
The monkey.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one, too, of course.
I like shocking the monkey.
Oilers win. Oilers win. All right, 3-2.
I needed that one, Bebeto. I needed an Oilers win with the Canucks. I'm a very happy guy.
You know how nerve-wracking it is to watch the Oilers and Mike Smith protect a one-goal lead late in the third period? Yeah, My gosh. But they hung on. They did it.
Everybody wins. I had the over 1.5 in the first period.
Perfect. Nice. I like days like this where we all win.
Winner all around. Okay, win. So Dustin Johnson comes back. Just off the top of my head, hasn't this guy won here before? Like, this guy's probably done, like, eight balls and drained 60-yard putts on this course before.
Yeah. Dustin Johnson's track record here is impeccable, and that was when he wasn't even as good as he is now. This guy's gone over. He wins the Masters. He goes to Dubai with the Sheiks. He wins that tournament. Never even played on the European Tour. Comes back. He's a scary guy, but I also know idle time is a devil's playground. I'm not sure. And when you win, you get a little bit softer, too. He could be there, but at plus 550, that looks like a live bet if he's coming down the stretch, Gabe. It's kind of like what we talked about with Blessing on the show. Anybody under, like, 20, I think we can find a way. The chalk that I do like, though, is Justin Thomas at 13. This is a perfect track for him. He drives the ball well, underrated short game, and he's getting sick and tired of everybody, you know, other than him. He's taking time off. He's got that killer instinct. He wants to be, the big man on campus here. So 13-1 to him. I think he's going to be very, very interested. And one of the other guys, Bryson DeChambeau at 18, a lot of question marks there. He could overpower this course with his driver, but he hasn't played in a while. I wonder how he'll be there, but I know a lot of guys in the golfing world, like Mayo and those guys, Geoff, they like DeChambeau at 18-1. It's something to consider, but I'm going to dig a little bit deeper and start my six-pack with Morikawa, Gabe. Should be a lot of fun at Riviera. 7,300-yard course, par 71. Two par fives over 550, one under 520. Small ball hitters can win here. Big ball hitters have an advantage, but the one reason I'm not going to a guy like Spieth is if you spray it too much, there are some trees there. So you, even if you want to be that big ball hitter, you can't just be spraying it all over the place here. Comparable courses, Augusta National. So you play well at Augusta, you'll probably do well here. And Quail Hollow. Bubba Watson has won here three times. Defending champion Adam Scott.
Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. I just heard someone sigh. Was that Babano?
That was Babano. Yeah, is he sick of me already? Hey, Babano, are you sighing or what?
What's going on? About? I thought the game was over, Babano. What are you crying
What's
about?
Going on here? Is he gone?
Tell me what's going on. I'm here.
Are you sure? I don't know. I thought maybe someone was canvassing your door.
Yeah, canvassing. Like late night canvassers.
No canvass. I'll beat them with a stick if they're canvassing around my place at this time of night.
That's nice. You got a hockey stick ready for intruders?
I can't fight with my own two hands, so I got to use some kind of weapon.
That's yes. Why guns exist. All right, so I've got a top 20 play here. This is what I do. I have a hard time picking the winners of these things, but I will tell you one thing. And it's not sexy, all right? This is like Archie Bunker getting out of the shower. But I'm telling you, Dustin Johnson is going to win. I think DJ wins. It ain't flashy, Cam, but I'm not taking it. I'm not betting that. Like, no. You know what I mean? I'm betting Victor Hovland to be top 20 at plus 135. This guy's got four top six finishes in the last five events. He's red hot. He's red hot. I'm going to sprinkle on him to win, too. I'm going to sprinkle on a couple guys to win, but my plays are like, my picks on Wednesday night are top 20s. So that's just one I've got, Ken. Victor Hovland, top 20, plus 135.
Yeah, I like Victor Hovland. And the thing is, he could have won the last tournament. He hit two bad shots. Both went out of bounds. And when you go out of bounds, he took double bogeys, and he basically took himself out of the tournament. I'm taking a lot of California people in this tournament, Gabe. I think the home course looks good. Cantlay is probably the hottest golfer in the world, but I'm not going to take him right now because of the odds. So these are guys we can look at. Xander Shiffley is a guy. You might as well just take Xander Shiffley, top 5, top 10, top 20, but not to win. He just can't win. Like, he's had opportunity week after week after week. It's like, dude, you're not going up against like world beaters or killers anyway. You got to finish the job one of these times, right? Like he's getting beat down by guys like Jason Kokrak in one-to-one battles. It's just Xander Shoffley is a world-class player, but he just has a problem winning. Gabe, I'm going to start off the six-pack. Colin Morikawa at 32-1. He hasn't played in a while, but that price is too sweet for me to ignore. I also like Scottie Scheffler. We talked to Blessing about it today at 46-1. This guy's a machine. He could have won the Waste Management Tournament if not for a cold putter. 46-1. His ball striking is impeccable. Max Homa, California kid. Another very similar game to Scheffler. Wicked iron player. Got to work on that putting a little bit at 47-1. I'm listening. Sorry, I forgot Joaquin Niemann at 40-1. Carlos Ortiz has the perfect game for this guy. So you don't want to take him at 65-1. He's definitely a top 20 player. Tee to green, he's absolutely fantastic. And my upset special at 100-1 is Francisco Molinari. He faded on the weekend last week, but this is now his home course in Los Angeles at Riviera. This guy's a major winner. You give me 100-1 on Molinari, I'm biting.
Yeah, Molinari burnt me last week, so I hold a grudge. what about Hideki Matsuyama?
I'm done with him. I don't care if he wins this tournament. I'm done. you want to know what you could do with Hideki Matsuyama? You can fade him or bet him in matchup bets. The best way to deal with Hideki right now, Gabe, is to basically bet matchups against him. He hasn't been able to figure it out. He actually plays well here, but at 43-1, I'm not interested until I see it. This guy just can't get it together. The putting is still erratic, and now he's spraying the ball a little bit too. His sand game stinks. I gotta tell you, Hideki Matsuyama, he's a world-class player still, but he just can't seem to get it together. And soon you're gonna get this guy at 60-1 the way things are going, but I'm still not biting.
All right, so Babano looking. So tell us what your source is like. Babano always.
I like to hear the sources.
His sources. Just for the record, Mr. Gogster in our chat, his six pack, Justin Thomas, DeChambeau, Scheffler, Abraham Answer, Boys of Summer, Henley, and the Triangle, Tringali.
Who, Cameron Triangle? Yeah.
He
actually played well last week. The Triangle.
I know
was
he
good.
Did. I thought of that.
Very good Triangle.
Should have bet on the Triangle.
Yeah, the Triangle comes through. Great top 20 pick at big numbers. What do your sources say, Babano?
No, Cameron always gets it done. That's why. You got to know that. And this tournament, let's see, the sources have Adam Scott and Bryson. I think you mentioned them, Cam. He's recommended those two guys.
Adam
like
Scott.
Sergio. This week, Sergio Garcia saying it's kind of a disrespectful price he ticks a lot of the boxes of what you want here at Riviera. He's had two fourth place finishes here. So 66-1 for him. Then there's a couple bombs here. Dylan Fratelli, the South African, 200-1. And Chez Reavie at 160-1. A couple of bigger plus prices there on that one. Chez Reavie had a final round 67 last week at Pebble Beach. Finished 10th last year here at Riviera. And the fact he's coming in with momentum off the final round, that's the reasoning behind Reavie at 160-1. Actually, that makes a lot of sense. Those are the ones he's looking at. Doug Gim as well. Doug Gim, 200-1.
Yeah, I like Doug Gim. Might be a top 20 and pay. It'll pay through the teeth. James Hahn has won before, and he's 130-1. That's a bad. He should be like 80-1. That's a good price. And Gabe, watch out for Matthew Neesmith. He's been knocking on the door. He's 200-1. This guy's been getting better every week. He might be a sneaky top 20 play.
Joaquin Niemann.
Love him.
Niemann.
He's in my six pack.
Joaquin Niemann, top 20 for me.
Here's the thing, Morenci. Don't be surprised if Joaquin Neiman is actually, I would sprinkle. He's 40 to 1, even $5. Do yourself a favor. I'm not saying 10 or 20, whatever, even just to have something. Because Neiman, when he's close, he can win before. 40 to 1 is an amazing price. He has the game here. I love Neiman at this price. I think, like, I'll take him over, like, almost anybody else in that price range. I love him, Gabe. He's in my six pack. And I'll tell you something, top 10s and 20s all day. Joaquin Neiman, he is a damn good golfer. And I wouldn't be surprised if he broke through this week.
This is an interesting, I've seen, so since 2013, three times golfers of 100 to 1 or more have won on this, in this tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's, the thing is, because it doesn't really favor anybody. Like, small ball hitter can play, long ball hitter at 7,300 yards, you know, if you're good. Here's the thing, though. The Poana greens, it's a problem. So a lot of guys who are good putters, it's kind of a disadvantage to them. So if a guy gets hot for a weekend, like Babana was talking about, like a Chez Reavie, KH Lee, like a lot of these guys, Kevin Streelman, 160 to 1, that price is stupid. Blessing mentioned it today. That guy should not be 160 to 1. He's finishing like top 10s and stuff. He could be right there. So you're right, Morenci. If you want to take a flyer this week on like some big guys, Nate Lashley, I had him last week at 80 to 1. He's 180 to 1 on FanDuel. If he got over his blow up where he basically four putted and wanted to break a club over his head, he might be in contention this week too.
Let's go. Let's get some tournament matchups, Cam. I'll blast through the matchups. Yep. You tell me whether you like it or not. I'm getting sick of Will Zalatoris and the hype all the time. He's talking about somebody that gets overvalued. But Will Zalatoris is minus 134 against Mark Leishman. Minus 134, Leishman plus 108. Any opinion on that matchup?
I do have an opinion. I know Will Zalatoris, everyone loves him. I'll take Mark Leishman in that matchup at plus 108. You know, like Zalatoris, I get it. Like, you can show me and you
Leishman's
are good.
Not flashy, but he's consistent.
Yeah, and he plays well here too. I don't love it, Gabe, but you're giving me plus money on a guy that I think can finish better. So yes, I like Leishman over Zalatoris. I agree.
Same price on this matchup. Cameron Tringali, minus 134. Cameron Smith. Cam versus Cam. Tringali, minus 134. Cameron Smith, plus 108.
That's the best. The
Everyone
triangle.
Cameron's a golfer except you.
Yeah, actually, Gabe, when we get that new Australian guy in the network there, I want to go, how come an Australian, every time people have sex, they name their kid Cam? I mean, it's ridiculous. Too many Australians named Cameron. I kind of lean to Smith over the triangle here, but I like the triangle because he's been solid. Cam Smith, plus 108. I like both dogs.
Here's an interesting matchup. Kevin, so these are all from FanDuel. But I'm assuming they're pretty consensus. Kevin Streelman, minus 112. Corey Connors, minus 112.
I like Streelman. I like Corey Connors, the Canadian, but Streelman's been more consistent. So I have a lean to Streelman in that matchup. It's kind of an interesting matchup. I like Streelman.
I like Streelman, too. Sam Burns, minus 142. Maverick McNealy, plus 116.
This one's tough. Probably toss people
up,
are going to go
lean with the dog. Toss up, all right?
Yeah, McNealy finished second last week, too. Does he keep the hot play? Remember, Stanford guy knows these courses. I kind of like McNealy as a dog. Slight lean over Sam Burns, who's very consistent.
Charlie Hoffman, minus 126. The cheap tipper, plus 100.
Yeah, you tell the cheap tipper to keep it in his pants. I don't want his tip. I'll go with the Hoff. I like Hoffman 126. He actually played better last week. Kuchar can suck it. This guy's a clown. I hope he doesn't even make the cut. Give me Charlie Hoffman, buck 26.
I love Cam's story. Cam's story. Cam used to cover golf PGA golf tournaments, and he was like 10 feet away from Matt Kuchar. Cam's just sort of looking at Matt Kuchar, looking at his bag and stuff. And what'd you say, Ken?
Yeah, he hit his money
on
it.
He's got a stack of like 10,000 in his hand. He just gave me a look like, were you looking at me, my buddy?
Yeah, that's what I was. I was eyeing his big, fat, big chunk of money. And the guy, and he got scared and he put it in another pocket. It's like, settle down, Coochie. I'm not going to steal your money, even though I really want to. Low dart right in the neck. Give me the money.
We'll get a couple of matchups on the other side. We'll let Ken go. We'll get into some overnight lines of bowling.
We do this 24 hours a day, working hard to bring you the news you can use.
Get on the grid.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Believe it or not, you can listen too much to us.
I mean, it's possible.
Get to know your family again. Did you know your wife cries herself to sleep every night?
That's what she told us.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
The late night anger, the management class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenzi. Throwing it down to Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, with us. So we just got Cam for a couple more minutes. We're just throwing some of these Genesis invitational matchups at him right now. So we were talking about Charlie Hoffman. Hoffman's minus 126, Kuchar plus 100. Cam, you said you're leading Hoffman. Is that because you think is Hoffman playing better golf than Kuchar, or is it just you don't like Matt Kuchar?
It's a combination of both. I can't lie. Kuchar could do well this week. I really don't care. He won't be on any of my betting tickets. Charlie Hoffman actually finished well last week, top 20. So he's playing a little bit better. Morenzi, I found a matchup that I really like, and it's against a guy that you can attack. I'm going to take Scottie Scheffler laying a quarter over Will Zalatoris. If Zalatoris beats me, he does. But I think Scheffler's a much better golfer, and that's a cheap price for a guy that can, I think can win the tournament. And he's only minus 126 over Zalatoris. Sign me up.
Will Zalatoris, so Scheffler over Will Zalatoris.
Mm-hmm.
Other matchups. Carlos Ortiz versus Matthew Wolf.
Ortiz.
A lot of people like Wolf this week as a long shot, though.
Not me. I'll take Carlos Ortiz at a $142 there. Wolf has been inconsistent. Can he play well? Yes, but his form's been awful. Maybe he gets it back together. He's a really good golfer, but Carlos Ortiz is consistent. I think he destroys him in that matchup. $142, I like Ortiz.
Bubba Watson, minus 118. Spieth, plus 108.
Pass. I'm going to pass. Too bad. That's tough. Pass.
Zane Schauffele, minus 142. Cantlay, plus 108.
I like Cantlay, actually. But Schauffele can be a top five machine every week and just not win for you.
Man, these matchups, they don't... Man.
They're tough.
They make it so hard.
They do. They're not giving money away. No.
All right, catch Cam tomorrow at 6 o'clock Eastern. We'll get
you
the panel
it.
On the other side, level 2.
See you, Cam.
The late...
Later, buddy.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues.
They run. Crucify. Let it be done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of... Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game
now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.